Do you still receive fan mail?
Oh, my God, yeah. I get all kind of letters. I get 5 or 6 every day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
The autograph requests?
Oh, yeah, and they send me everything to sign. I got one the other day from a fellow, Clemente, out there. Did I tell you that or not?
No, sir. Oh, from the California? Yes, sir.
Name, I can't think right now, but he said he used to lean over the wall there in the polo grounds and up in right center field and watched me warm up and said Bray Bears was catching and how that ball used to pop in that ball when I was warming up. And he said, oh, how I hated those Dodgers.
Yes.
And now I work for them. So he sent me something to sign and sent me a piece of paper and stamped envelope, wanted me to write something to him in there, and I forget what it was now. So he sent me a stamped envelope. They all sent me stamped envelopes. And he lives in San Clemente, and I was out there 3 weeks ago. So anyway, I haven't had time to get it out yet.
I
get a lot of them.
You enjoy hearing baseball, from the fans?
One guy sent me 4 baseballs to autograph. It cost him, I think, about $6 or $7 to send them each way.
No kidding.
All kind of stuff.
Do you enjoy hearing from the fans?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I answer every letter.
Great.
If they don't ask too much, you know, sometimes they'll want all kind of crap. And I don't know. Sometimes I'll just autograph something and send it back. They send me a lot of my own pictures, autographed, sent back, which I answer everyone.
That's very nice. One of the side effects of these interviews I do is the fellow gets an increase in his fan mail for a period of 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So when this is published, I hope it's not a problem. You'll receive quite a few more for a short period of time.
Yeah.
One fellow said he received over 100 requests in the 2 weeks after his interview appeared.
I get about 4 or 5 a week. I guess they get all that dope out of the thing. So many things. One guy, I've got to send him one of my canceled checks.
And no.